Hello, beautiful people, and welcome back to another episode of BU with Declan Edwards, and it is the first episode of 2019 to be done just in BUHQ in the studio. Obviously, we came back to the new year last week with an amazing guest interview, and this week, I'm very excited to be diving into the top five tips to nailing the new year. You know, it's that time when a lot of people start to think about New Year's resolutions, about what they want 2019 to look like for them. And I'm actually going to be using this episode to run you through the top five tips that we teach people to make sustainable, long-term, meaningful change, not only in New Year, but at any time of your life. You know, I'm a big believer that yes, the New Year gives us fresh opportunity and fresh perspective to reflect and to goal set, but we don't have to wait for a new year to make change. So if you are listening to this episode at any other time, don't worry. It is still incredibly, incredibly beneficial for you, and the techniques and strategies we will be discussing will still help make a massive difference in your life. So with that said, I don't want to hold back. I want to get straight into it today with you guys. We are actually midway through our Finding Emotional Freedom tour. It is our biggest tour yet. We are doing 5 cities across the east coast of Australia. We have just done Newcastle and Central Coast in the last couple of days to incredible crowds of people who have loved what we've been doing. It's been really nice to get out there and connect with you all face to face and actually meet some of our regular listeners of the podcast. So that's been quite an honor and a privilege for us. Next stop for us, we're off to Sydney and then Canberra going on from there. So as I said, this is going to be an episode where we sit down together, where I take the time midway through this tour to give back and to share with you the 5 key tips and strategies that you can use to absolutely nail the new year. Let's get into it. So when it comes to absolutely nailing the new year, but also when it comes to creating sustainable and meaningful change in your life at any time of the year, the first key step, the first big tip is to get really clear on your vision. So what do I mean by that? Well, traditionally, historically, evolutionary, human beings are more driven by pain than we are by pleasure, which means that people become really good naturally at describing and defining what they don't want in life, but not getting all that clear on what we do want in life. And the downside of that is we train our brain to only look for the negative, for the painful, for the threats, for the things we're trying to avoid. And the best that will ever get us to is feeling average. You know, if you spent last year feeling stuck in a rut, feeling like you were turning the wheels of life or ticking the boxes, but never actually moving anywhere or growing or progressing, this is a large reason why. And it's a very powerful question to ask, what do I actually want from this year? What matters to me? You know, the more you can get clear on that vision, the easier it is to follow through with the rest of these steps and the tips that we're going to cover on this episode of the podcast. But more importantly, the more you're priming your brain and training your brain to seek out opportunity to achieve it. So a good example, you know, let's say your goal for this year, the vision is to look after your health. And specifically, the vision is to lose weight. Well, if you said to me, Declan, my vision for the year is to lose weight, I'd say, excellent. There's a bathroom around the corner. Go to a number 2 and then we'll weigh you and you've lost weight. But you'd look at me, A, like that I'm crazy and that's the dumbest thing you've ever heard. And B, you'd go, but that's not what I want. And I'd say, well, it is. You told me you wanted to lose weight. And I go, yeah, but not like that. Okay, well, what do you mean then? Is the clear, refined vision for looking after your health that you want to consistently exercise in a way that you enjoy? And similarly, if you said to me, you know, Declan, I want to feel better about myself. That's an awesome goal for the year. That's a great vision for the year. But what does that look like? Like, how would I know when you're being kinder to yourself, when you're being nicer? Like, what does that feel like? What does it look like? How would you describe that? What we need to be able to do, especially for New Year's resolutions and really for any goals, is set them in a way where we get really clear on a couple of things. So specifically, what do I want? So where am I moving towards? We also want to get really clear on where are we currently. Now, there's a great saying that says, if you and I were sitting together and you turned to me and said, oh, Declan, I just need some directions to get to Sydney, a couple of things come to mind. I go, okay, well, first of all, whereabouts in Sydney? So we need to get more clear and specific on where you want to go. The second one is, well, where are you driving from? Like, do you want directions from here? Do you want directions from your house? Do you want directions from your workplace? We need to get really clear on where we want to go over the year, but also where we are now. And that's why we can use New Year as a really good time to stop, pause, reflect, take stock, you know, go, how am I feeling coming into 2019? You know, we're partway through January already. It's a good opportunity to sit back and go, where am I at in my career, my health, my finances, my social life, my relationships, my self-esteem, my own well-being, my personal growth? What's going on there? And then where would I like to move it to? So if you can get clear on those two things, that is such a powerful first step. It's something that, as I said, very few people do. A lot of people just fumble their way through life, running away from pain and never moving towards pleasure. So I highly encourage you as a first tip from this episode to really kickstart the new year, I encourage you to take some time to write down, to ask the question, what do I actually want this year? And get that as clear and refined as possible, because it is very difficult to hit a blurry target. So that's tip one of how you can nail the new year. Let's move on to tip two. Tip two really requires that vision that we just spoke about to already be defined. So if you haven't done that yet, make sure you go back and knock that over. It's why we do these episodes broken down into little digestible chunks so you can learn and then apply. But for those of you who've done the work, you've got the clear vision, you've got a clear idea of what you would like to achieve this year, what your intentions are for this year, tip two for how to nail the new year is put together a plan of the knowledge you require to achieve it. And there's a great saying that says if you want to achieve new things in life, you're going to have to level up in some way, be that in developing your interpersonal skills, your emotional intelligence, or going out and learning a formal skill. A good example of this is if someone said to me that their vision for their life was to be a surgeon, if they never sought out knowledge, if they never did that degree in surgery, I don't care how passionate they are, I don't care how refined the vision is, they are not cutting me open. So there's a degree where we need to gain knowledge in some way. It's important to get clear on those skills. So a good example is, let's say we go back to the, I want to be kinder to myself. We've got a clear idea of what that looks like and means for you as an individual. Well, the next step is, what knowledge do you need to be able to do that? Well, fundamentally, the first thing that comes to mind is a high level of self-awareness, good knowledge of emotional intelligence and well-being, and good knowledge of fundamental human psychology. You know, if you said that your goal was to make more money this year, some of the knowledge would be around investment, saving, financial strategy, money mindset, and the psychology of money. If you said your goal was to lose weight this year, and we got clear and specific on that, some of the knowledge would be different forms of exercise and how to exercise safely in a way that you enjoy, different food, how to go about eating in a way that's balanced and mindful, but also healthy and good and nourishing for your body. So there is a point where we get clear on, well, what do I need to know? What skills do I need to develop? What do I need to learn? And the next step of ticking off this tip is to get clear on where you can learn it. Because I'm a big believer, the best way to learn things in life is to work with mentors, leaders, coaches, teachers, people who've been there and done it before. Now, I always say to people, if I was going to climb Mount Everest, I want to go with someone who's climbed Mount Everest before me because they know the path ahead. They can help guide and lead through it. They can't force me to do the climb. They can't make me do the climb. They can't even do the climb for me, but they can increase my likelihood of achieving it. And they're going to make it much more efficient and effective. So when it comes to nailing the new year, there's a great saying that says we pay so much money for professional sporting teams to have coaches. When we care as much about our results in our healthcare system, our education system, and our own lives, we will have coaches in those spaces too. Now, it's crazy to me that we care more about the results on the sporting field than we do in our healthcare, our education, and in our own personal well-being. So what I highly encourage you to do is start writing down where you can get the knowledge. Is it a podcast? Is it a book? Is it working one-on-one with a coach? Is it reaching out to a team? Is it going to a live event? And this doesn't just have to be with BU. This could be, you know, I know that we're experts in emotional intelligence and well-being. What we do is help people with their own well-being, their mindset, and helping them overcome self-doubt, stress, and anxiety so that they can live with more confidence and purpose in their life. That's what we do really well. So if you said, Declan, like the knowledge I need to gain is around financial investment, I go, well, that's not us. But I know someone who's a good fit for that. If you said, Declan, the knowledge I need to gain is around how to eat healthier, that's not us, but I know someone who's a good fit. Right. So I'm not saying it has to be BU, but I'm saying that if you want to do this effectively, one of the best tips I can give you from personal experience and professional experience is get a coach or a mentor. Work with someone who can lead the way. So tip two, just to be clear, is begin acquiring knowledge. Get the knowledge that you need and find someone who can help you gain that knowledge in a way that's effective and efficient. Tip three on how to begin nailing the new year is the part where most people will get stuck. So even if you are someone who's traditionally very good at goal setting, getting clear, refined visions for your life, you're really good at going out and getting the knowledge, a very, very small percentage of people will normally go out and do this third tip. The third tip, I believe, is the most important because it's the one where change actually begins to happen in your life. The third tip is to start taking action. You know, you've probably heard me say it before, thinking about change does not create change. We only achieve change in our life when we take action on it. And it's the scariest part of the whole process. It's why most people get stuck in analysis paralysis, where they just think, overthink, go get more knowledge, think some more. They never actually do anything. There is a very clear cutoff point between the people who nail the new year and live a life of fulfillment and those who don't, those who stay stuck in the rut. And that cutoff point is when you get right to the edge of change and you feel that weird blend of fear and excitement that we've spoken about before on the podcast and said it's life's green light. And the cutoff point is whether or not you take the leap. It's whether or not you do something about it. If you genuinely want to make a difference this year, if you really want to live a life that you're proud of, it comes down to being able to do this third step, to take the leap, to take the knowledge you've gained and put it into action. So the best way to carry out this tip, I always say to people, don't overwhelm yourself. Don't think in giant leaps. I regularly say that the best approach to life is the sum of 1,000 small steps with occasional giant leaps in between. So start by thinking, add up to help me achieve this vision of mine. And the vision I've set for my year, what are the small changes, the small action steps that'll make the difference? If we go back to the idea of being kinder to myself, of you know, being nice to myself, is one of the small action steps to practice a technique that you learned from the knowledge acquisition stage. And whether that be a bit of self-compassion techniques or mindfulness techniques. If we go back to the vision that we said at the start of the episode of losing weight, is one of the small action steps getting up every morning and going for a walk. Is one of the small action steps to eating better, just focusing on having two pieces of fruit each day. Rather than rehashing your entire diet, start with that one change. And what will happen is that because as that becomes a habit, you'll then do another small change and another small change and another small change. And before you know it, these will all add up to create an amazing difference. Mark my words, action is key. It's why having accountability with someone helps make a difference. It's why tracking your progress and your results to help motivate and inspire you makes a difference. It's why working closely with a coach or a mentor makes a difference. At the end of the day, there is no change without change. So the third tip, and I would say again, in my opinion, the most important, the most valuable, and one of the hardest to do, is to begin taking consistent action towards your vision. Now, once you've taken action, it's time to complete the following two tips for nailing the new year. And as I said, these have to come after you take action. If you try and do these while you're still in the knowledge gaining phase or you're still in thinking mode, you're just going to end up overthinking. You have to take action first. But once you've taken action, it's important to make sure that it's effective action and it's the right action. And a good way to do that is through tip four. Regularly reflect throughout the year. Reflect on yourself, reflect on your own well-being, reflect on your career, on your life, reflect on all areas of your life, and just ask yourself, how am I feeling? How am I going here? Am I liking what I'm doing? If not, what can I change? Also reflect on the actions you've been taking. Did the action work? Did it bring me closer to my vision? If not, why not? Can I change something? Reflect on the vision. Is the vision still relevant? You know, as you grow and change as a person over the year, it's likely that your vision will shift a little bit. And that's okay. But we won't know that unless we reflect. And most people go through life not reflecting until life forces them to. Now, I'm a big believer that this is the main thing behind the whole midlife crisis phenomenon, is that people go on autopilot, just turning the wheels, ticking the boxes, for 30 or 40 years, and then they have a wake-up call, and they look back over their life and finally reflect and go, hang on, I'm not happy, I'm not living life authentically, something is missing. And I'm saying, don't wait for that. Don't wait for life to punch you in the face and say, hey, wake up to yourself and reflect. If you consistently reflect, now I don't care how you do it, whether you do it with active journaling, many of you would know that we send out 2 complimentary active journaling questions every single week to help people involved in our community make a difference in their life and also regularly reflect. So if you did want to jump on board with that, make sure you listen to the end of this podcast. I'll tell you how that can happen. Or whether you do it through meditation, whether you do it through your goal setting, however you do it, make sure you're taking time to just reflect on life and how it's going. Because all too often we get caught up in looking at the next day, the next day, the next day, the next day, the next day. And A, we forget to really appreciate how far we've come and celebrate our own success. But B, we can easily, if we do that, get stuck in the pattern of acting but not effectively. We're overacting. We're doing too many things unnecessarily. You know, there's a big difference between being busy and being productive. And that's something that changed my life. So tip 4 is to regularly reflect on your life. So the final tip that we have to cover in this episode for nailing the new year is to pivot. Now, what do I mean when I say pivot? Most people, when they get to that reflection stage, as I said, normally around a midlife crisis or something, a big curveball in life is thrown, shakes them up, rips the carpet out from under them, and they start reflecting. Most people will react in one of 2 ways. They'll either bury their head in the sand and think that it'll all fix itself and that they don't need to do anything, or they overact. They make too much change. They do a complete turnaround. They quit their job. Everything is thrown out the window for a fresh start. Neither of those ways are actually that effective when going about nailing the new year or living a really fulfilled life. The most powerful thing you can do is pivot. Now, pivoting is during your reflection, looking back and going, okay, well, what needs to change here? And I'm a big believer, and I always tell people, I'm a lazy coach. My team is a team of lazy coaches. We don't believe that people need to make 100 changes in their life to live a life of confidence, purpose, and thriving. They normally only need to make 3 that will then have a ripple effect. So we always say, what is the smallest change you can make that will create the biggest difference? And it's the same with nailing the new year or pursuing our goals. What is the smallest change you can make that will make the biggest difference? When you start to find those, it then comes back into being a loop. You know, you go through these 5 stages, these 5 tips, these 5 steps consistently over and over again. If you look at anyone that you look up to in life, Ellen DeGeneres, Oprah Winfrey, people who are successful and fulfilled, who have really, you know, seem to be nailing the game of life, they do these 5 things consistently. And that's what makes the difference. So if you're someone who's listened to this episode and gone, wow, like that's exactly what I need to hear. I did feel like I spent the last few months or year stuck in a rut, turning the wheels, not going anywhere. It is time to shake things up and make a difference. I do want to make this year one to remember and make a meaningful change in my life. Then this is how you do it. And the good news is you don't even need to just rely on this podcast episode. We actually have a free online course called The 5 Steps to Meaningful Change that takes you through video trainings for each of those 5 tips we spoke about on this episode. There's trainings on vision and how to set your vision. There's trainings on knowledge acquisition, training on action, training on reflecting and pivoting. And between each video training, there are questions for you to fill in that will help you complete that step. And as I said, the best part is free. So for those of you who are listening who are ready to take action, for those of you who are going, yep, it's time to make a difference in my life, for those of you who are ready to break free of the rut, The best way to do that is by clicking the link in the description of this episode to enroll for free in our 5 Steps to Meaningful Change online course. Everything will be sent out to you. You'll be good to go from there. And as an added bonus, when you enroll in the 5 Steps to Meaningful Change, you will also be added to our active journaling challenge. And that's what I was telling you about earlier as being a great reflection tool. So every Wednesday and every Sunday, one of our team sends out guided active journaling questions straight to your inbox to help you get a greater degree of self-awareness, of understanding, and to help you get a better knowledge of your own thoughts and psychology. It's a very powerful process to do. And all of that's included for you guys. So from here, take action, click the link below, enroll in the 5 Steps to Meaningful Change online course. We will send everything out to you and you'll be able to start implementing these 5 top tips to nailing the new year. I'll see you in the course. Thank you once again for choosing to invest in yourself, your own well-being, and your own fulfillment by listening to this podcast. As always, you know that our vision here at BU is to positively impact 1 trillion lives, and we cannot do that alone or without your help. So if you listen to this podcast and someone came to mind that you know would benefit from hearing it, please send it to them, whether it's through Facebook, Instagram, send them the link, or force them to sit down and listen to it. We don't mind. And as always, if you loved the episode, we'd love to see your feedback. We'd love to see you sharing it and spreading the message with the world. So screenshot that you're listening to it, put it up on Instagram, on Facebook with the hashtag BU with Declan Edwards, so that we can check it out and interact with you guys. And thank you personally for helping us spread these valuable messages and lessons that are going to positively impact 1 trillion lives one day. And as always, make sure that you thank yourself. You made the decision to be here. You made the decision to listen to this episode. And you made the decision to take action on what you learned in the episode. Now, if you're someone who made the decision to enroll in the 5 Steps to Meaningful Change course, you've done a great thing for yourself. If you're someone who's still thinking about it, remember that change does not come from thinking, it comes from action. So I'll see you there. And for those of you who just acquired what you needed from this, and you're going out and implementing it yourself, keep up the great work. Make sure that from every episode you take valuable knowledge, but then you do something with it. So as always, from the bottom of my heart, all the way out to yours, be empowered. Be exceptional and be you. I'll see you next time.